Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As Aerospace brings us back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chad Moutray is here. Chad's our good friend, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for NAM, National Association of Manufacturers, and he is one of the top economists in the country, probably in the galaxy. Hey, Chad, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got a survey of your people, of your manufacturers, a giant percentage of them, small business owners, yeah. Small businesses. I want you to report on the survey, what they told you, while you're giving us your perspective as a leading economist in America, someone who a lot of people listen to. Talk to, give us the report while you're giving us your perspective as an economist on where you think we are.
Sure. So, I mean, we should say that we surveyed our members from February 28th to March 9th, and the numbers I'm going to give you seem a little dated.
That's crazy, isn't it? That's crazy to be a week old and be dated.
Yeah. So at that time, 78.3% of our members said that they anticipated the financial impact. I suspect that would be almost 100 today if we were asking that question.
Right.
A little bit more than half anticipated a change in operations, and about 35.5% were facing supply chain disruptions. And so, I mean, that's a large part of why we put out a series of policy proposals. You can go on to nam.org/coronavirus and see a whole series of resources there, including not just the survey, but also our policy proposals as well. And that included some things that we talked about in the first segment, but others as well. In terms of the numbers, I don't want to scare anyone, but I don't want to sugarcoat it either. We're going to see some really scary numbers here in the coming days.
What kind of numbers? Numbers of what?
Starting to see it. In terms of manufacturing activity, we saw huge declines in activity in the New York and Philadelphia Fed regions. We're going to get similar numbers from the other regional Feds as well. Outside of manufacturing, the service sector surveys are just, they're the lowest number we've ever seen. And the key thing is, even the numbers we got yesterday, this is not just a U.S. thing. The U.S. numbers, and also Europe and the U.K. and a bunch of other places, the lowest service sector numbers ever. But all those surveys took place before the last couple of weeks. So they're going to get worse, right?
Can I stick a quick note in here? Last week, we polled my audience about whether they thought the response to the coronavirus was reasonable or overreacting. Basically, I'll put it in those two categories. When it began on Sunday, it was heavily in favor of overreacting and lesser in reasonable. As the week went on, as news came out, it flipped over completely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And then the other number, the real scary number that's going to come out tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, is the unemployment claim. Just to put this number in perspective before I get it to you. So it was around 280,000 last week. But that, again, predated most of the closures that you're seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's expected to be, I think the consensus is around 1.5 million.
Wow.
The number of things that tomorrow, it could easily exceed 2 million. Put that number in perspective. You go back to 1967, that number's never exceeded 700,000.
Right.
Even in the Great Recession, right? These are initial unemployment claims.
Do you think that's because of the abruptness of this thing? Whereas 9/11, 2008, kind of played out over a period of 3 or 4 months, five, maybe even 6 months, all the layoffs. You think because we've never told people to stay home. We've never told businesses to shut down.
Yeah, the abruptness of it. You mean businesses are closed?
Yeah.
And obviously, we've been pushing hard to get essential businesses to stay open in the manufacturing sector. But we've never had a phenomenon like this where people are forced to not operate, right?
Right.
The unemployment rate is probably going to double from 3.5 to at least 7 in this next month. But that's, again, preliminary. It's going to go up well over 10 or more in the month after that. And so, you know, of course, you're seeing really horrible numbers for GDP in the second quarter. I don't know how much I believe the negative 30% number, but it's going to be a bad number. I think as we get more data in over the next few weeks, we'll get a better sense of really what that GDP number is going to be. But these are going to be historically bad numbers. The good news is we kind of did this to ourselves, right? We forced ourselves to stay home to do social distancing to try to prevent this disease from spreading more. Once we get past a certain point and we can get the economy up and moving again, we also have the ability to bounce back.
Right,
like we've never done.
Which is what I want you to talk about it more of in the next segment. One of the things that's interesting to me, you and I both have talked on this show over the last 2 or 3 years, and me with other economists as well, that we had maybe as many as 6 million American jobs going unfilled. 2 million of them, you've told us, 2 million in manufacturing. Are we not? Do we not have the ability to absorb that overage before we lay people off? Is that? That's really, we're kind of blowing right by that, aren't we?
So, I mean, I think that the situation on the ground has changed here in the short term, but I think the long-term fundamentals are still the same, right? Baby boomers are still going to retire. Still going to have a need for workers moving forward. So, you know, people are being furloughed. They're not necessarily being fired, right? Mm-hmm. So
that's the question. We need to keep our employees tied to us, don't we?
Yeah, so I do think that once you get past this virus issue, things obviously are going to change. We're never going to be the same as an economy or as a people, right? But I do think we'll get back to normal as far as business, and that means those furloughed workers will come back, right?
And it will be a new normal, right? There'll be a new one.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. National Association of Manufacturers, NAM.org/coronavirus, if you want to see the reports that they've been working on, the excellent work that Chad does there. He and I will be back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Chad about the silver linings from all of this. Is there?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.